Oh.
Hello, I'm calling for a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything, just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm Black.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I want to vote.
Definitely or probably vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you so much. And may I know what is your age?
I'm 40.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm 7, about a 7. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, how closely will you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
That's a hard question. Some stuff I agree with, some stuff I just don't understand. You know, he gets a fair approval for me.
Okay. And will you say that you somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
I somewhat approve.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following will you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I'm going to read your list now. Let me know. First one, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, or reducing crime, combating division and racism, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion rights, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, creating more jobs and raising wages, border security, or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
I would have to say abortion rights and I think you said like the minimum wage or
right.
Something
creating
like,
more
yes,
jobs and raising wages?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Democrats in Congress. How would you rate them from 0 to 100?
70.
Thank you. How about Joe Biden?
70.
Thank you. How about Jill Stein?
50.
Thank you. How about Kamala Harris?
I don't know what she's doing. Like, I'm gonna give her like a 60.
Okay, thank you. How about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I know who he is, but I don't know much about, you know, him as a political person.
You,
I don't have an opinion.
Thank you. About next one, Hill Harper.
70.
Thank you. About Elisa Slotkin.
I don't know who that is. I don't have an opinion.
And how about Tim Scott?
I don't know who that is. I don't have an opinion.
How about Donald Trump?
2.
Thank you. How about Republicans in Congress?
Republicans in Congress, let's do a 30.
Okay, thank you. And last one is... Thank you. And last one is Rogers.
I don't know who he is.
Okay.
At all.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And now... I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night?
I did. Not all of it, but I've seen a lot of it.
Okay. Thank you. And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
I kind of stayed the same. Just for the simple fact that I know no matter what, I'm not voting for Donald Trump. So, yeah.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote for him?
I'm more likely.
Okay. Thank you. And what do you see or heard that makes you more likely to support Joe Biden for president?
The women's rights. I'm a right to choose. Those same type of things, the issues that they spoke about regarding abortion.
Thank you so much, and thank you again for your time, for your patience. We are about 60% of this survey, and next question says, did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president, ma'am?
I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump.
Less so we likely. Said much less likely or somewhat less likely to support him?
Could you say them again?
Sure. Well, you said somewhat less likely or much less likely to support Donald Trump?
I'm going to say much less likely. go back.
Thank you. And what did you see or heard that makes you less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
No, I didn't go. You did not block you, my friend. The fact that he said black jobs just doesn't fit right with me.
Black
I don't like
job.
When he was talking about the job and how it, hold on 1 second, I'm sorry. How he was talking about the immigrants are coming over and taking black jobs away. Like, I don't understand. What does he mean by black jobs? Like, is that an inclusive statement? Is he talking about all jobs are just a black job? Or is he talking about about serving jobs in general? Like, it just didn't fit right with me when he said that.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose up to two. First one is Donald Trump getting elected president again. Next one, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, or the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, stagnant wages and rising costs.
Stagnant wages and rising costs.
Okay. Thank you so much. What is the next one? Stagnant wages and rising costs is one. What will you say is the second one?
And rolling back to the Supreme Court. Excuse me, the Supreme Court ruling.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. First one is growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you. Who do you think will handle that better, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I'm going to say Joe Biden.
Okay. And will be Biden much better or Biden somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. Next one, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Do you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing
Joe
with
Biden.
That issue? Okay.
Joe
Biden somewhat
much better.
Much better. Thank you. Mm-hmm. About next one, implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Joe Biden. Much better.
Thank you. Next one, securing our borders.
Donald Trump.
Okay. Much better.
Somewhat better.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next one, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Yes. Somewhat
much
better.
Somewhat better? Okay.
Somewhat.
And last one is, it says, bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
I'm going to say Joe Biden, somewhat better.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
I pretty much staying the same on that. Like, I really haven't followed that much, so I really can't answer that question, you know, without being informed. You know, I don't have the information to, I don't want to just say anything, you know.
No problem. Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
I think it was fair.
And is that very fair or somewhat fair?
Very fair.
Thank you.
Thank
you. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I totally disagree with that statement.
You strongly disagree?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you so much. Now, how often do you receive information about the war in politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I'm about to say not often.
Thank you so much. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Instagram, TikTok,
Facebook.
Okay. About Twitter, YouTube? No?
No. Okay. I don't deal with Twitter. I'm mostly on Facebook.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. Mm-hmm. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
I had an associate's degree in college.
Yeah. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm single.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Could you say that again? I'm sorry.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. In thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Twice a month.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
I have a lot of white neighbors, so I'm going to say the second one that you said.
More than half?
Yes, more than half. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you so much. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I do.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Have a good evening. You too.
Bye.
Bye.